of pieces that the Doris Hayes commissioned, and luckily she's collaborating with me on this performance, and I thought I'd just ask her to say something about the lullabies as a group of pieces, and then I'll explain how this lullaby just put you to sleep.
Well, in first place, this collection is not just what you think of as a putting to sleep collection, but it's all about the whole lulling process. It's 21 compositions by 21 different composers, and the collection is called Lulligo. Most of the composers are from the States, a couple are from Europe, and what I did was ask each composer to use the idea of lulling and come up with whatever they wanted to, and that's an enormous range of approaches to lullabies, everything from a mantra on colors by Alison Knowles to Dan's mathematical approach in The Red and White Cows, as he will explain, to a scat singer, and my own work, which was on lull words from around the world. And we were lucky to get a grant from National Public Radio to make a program on these, and also a collection that Julia Leventritt is making of lullabies in New York City. So about this time next year, we'll have it on public radio, Dan's, and about 8 others from the collection.
I was turning pages in a interesting dictionary of mathematical series, and I came across a number series just based on ones and twos. It's an infinite series, and you can't tell what's going to come next. In fact, the author of the problem puts it this way. A rancher bought a white cow, and in the following year, a red one. Each succeeding year, he duplicated his purchases of the preceding 2 years, buying the same number of cows of the same colors and in the same order. Thus, in the third year, he bought a white and then a red cow. In the fourth year, a red, then a white, and then a red cow, and so on. What was the color of the nth cow? And this was proposed by J.B. Pennington of Houston, Texas, where I guess they have red and white cows, in the American Mathematical Monthly, volume 64, page 197, 1957. Well, I think he solves it, which I don't understand how he solves it, but he translates a white cow into one, for example, and a red cow into two, and then you just have this endless series of ones and twos that keep getting bigger by the sum of the last two, so, and it's infinite, and it's very interesting. It was interesting to me because I immediately thought of rhythm. You know, I thought of one and two beats and how those would continue to go and how then you wouldn't know if it was going to be a one or a two beat next, which is what happens, which gives the players an incredible job of concentration because they can't predict what's going to happen. They're playing from a number score, and also I suggest notes, and they can change their notes gradually, but they have to keep the ones and the twos in place. Also, a two is always higher than a one in pitch. So with a few simple rules, I generated this piece. It could be played or even sung. It doesn't have to be done in this formal way, which we worked on as a, you know, almost like a classical piece. It could be done simply by a group of people who have the numbers in front of them and develop the sounds to go with it with these few simple rules. And we'll only do part of the piece tonight because there isn't time to do an infinite piece.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.